This is Parsha, Parsha Vayero. We have the Mako of Tzvedei. Now we have, it so happens to be that the daf of today deals with a limud that we learn with Tzvedei that is Negea to this week's Parsha. We actually touched upon it 3 years ago, this year over here. But first of all, when the daf and the parasha, you know, fit together mamish that day, it's, you know, you can't resist not talking about it. But we'll go over it to a few other things we didn't speak about a few years ago. So the Gemara in Pesachim daf and daf nun gimel beis, today's daf, tells us that the drasha of Toidus Ishraim, and drasha is Maroh Chananya Mishol Vazario Shemosu Atzal Kedush Hashem Lekiv Shereish. Why did they jump into the fire? So the Gemara tells us they learned from Tzvedei. The frogs jumped into the fire, into the ovens. So obviously, Mechayim, Mishael, and Azayel had to, they learned Kavachemer, that they, of course, have to, Anush, Vitzumim, Kedush, Hashem, Halachas, Kav, Nakamo, they have to jump into the fire, and that's what Mechayim, Mishael, and Azayel learned. They learned from the frogs. That's the Gemara. Now, there's a few questions that I want to address today to understand the connection of the frogs to what Mechayim, Mishael, and Azayel did. So question number one is, if they were forced to bow down to the Avodah Zarah, the rule is that you have three mitzvahs, you harig v'al yavar, you have to kill yourself. So what do you mean they had kavach chomer for tzfardein to jump into the fire? That's one of the shalosh averus chamuras. One of the three averus is you cannot do Avodah Zarah, cannot worship Avodah Zarah. So why do we have to learn for tzfardein? The Tosfos over here says that this really was not ever deserved. It was a andarto. It was a statue that Nebuchadnezzar did for himself just to, you know, give a cover to himself. But it wasn't really ever deserved. That's number one. And then that gives another answer that they were able to run away before the bowing down. So mainly the first answer, but also a little bit the second if you think about it. The big question is, so what does it mean? It was Avodah Zarah. So why did they jump into Kiddush Hashem? They learned from Tzvedein to do Kiddush Hashem. Are they obligated to do that? Taisa says, no. They're obligated. What do you have to learn from the frogs? They're not obligated to do that. So you see from here, one could go and kill himself to do it, to avoid doing an Avodah, even though he's not obligated to do that. This is really a big machlekes, Rishayim. Machlekes of Taisa and the Rambam. Because the Tosfos of the Zohar tells us, of the Zohar, Daf Kav Zayin Amud Beis, he brings the idea. It says, "Vim rotzo la'achmil atzmo afil b'shar mitzvus rashai." A person can decide to kill himself even in other mitzvus if he wants to. And he brings a riot from a Gemara in Yerushalmi that a guy told a Jew, "Eat this nevela. If not, I'm going to kill you." So he said, "Kill me," meaning if you don't want to do a vera, you could try. You could personally kill himself after doing a vera. You don't have to kill yourself. But if you want to, you're allowed to do it. That's what the Tosfos learns. The Rambam, on the other hand, in Parakei Miluchos Yisoid HaTorah Halacha Dalit starts called Mishenemar Bo Yavor Val Yorik. Anyone that says anything that he has to do that vera not to be killed, Venerog V'lo Yovar, and he killed himself and did not do that vera. Usually Mischai B'Nafshar means he may be killed because of that. But in this case, he's already dead. So Mischai B'Nafshar means that his nefesh, he's going to be punished for it. Right? Shabbat. For killing himself for no reason. It's almost like committing suicide. As Rishul Rozovsky explained, really the thesis in the Rambam alluding, when it says V'chai B'Nafshar, a person needs to live and not to die, is that a heter? Is that a leniency? One could choose to live and not to die? Or it's an order. It's a mitzvah. Chayav b'leishah mitzvah. A person cannot kill himself. So the Vilna Gaon brings this as a raya against the Rambam. The fact that the limit tzvedeim shows it wasn't one of the mitzvahs you could kill yourself. According to the Rambam, one cannot kill himself if it's not one of his chamurois. So how do they kill themselves? Mishra according to Tosfos, one could elect to do that. That's what they did. They elected to kill themselves. But according to the Rambam, how do you explain that? That is what the Goyim brings as a raya. And that's really a question over here. This you see from here, this is really many of the Achronim are busy with the discussion, could one elect to kill himself for an Aveir. 3 years ago, we mentioned an answer. We'll say it now and briefly. The answer of Rebbeinu Schreiber from Eretz Yisrael. And he says the following idea. We know there's another rule. The rule is that for every Aveira, a person can kill himself if it's going to be a Kiddush Hashem. Meaning, if a guy tells a Jew, go and do an Aveira, and he does it by Rabbim, as Tate points out of here, whether it was the Rabbim there or not, and they do it, and because you're a Jew, I'm forcing you, I don't want you to keep mitzvahs, go and kill yourself. The din is what? Then he has to kill himself. Even that, it's not the Shalosh of Eretz Chamuros, because ala rakta de mesani, even the color of your shoe, you kill b'shas hashmat. It's his brother. Now here it wasn't that case, because again, then comes the question of Taisus, what do you have to learn from Tzvadeim? Here was a case, there wasn't a problem, Chil Hashem. Says the Buddha, Schreiber, says the following. Says, you can do the following chakira according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, one, if it's a regular Aveira, he cannot kill himself. If he's going to do the Aveira, do Chil Hashem, he has to kill himself. What happens if he's going to do the Aveira, there will be no Chil Hashem. But if he doesn't do the Aveira, and he does kill himself, it will be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So if he kills himself, nothing happens. Like here by Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar told Chanan Mishael Be'azai, if he doesn't kill himself, you bow down to the statue, like Taisa says, there wasn't a problem with Chil Hashem, nobody would know about it. But now that they didn't bow down and he threw them to the fire, everybody found out about it. It was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Says Rebbeinu Schreiber, that's the pshat and the Rama. Rama there agrees that then it's an elective. Then you can choose to kill yourself. If you, by your deed, that you're going to cause to kill Kiddush Hashem, even though without doing it, you would not cause a Kiddush Hashem, you're like in the gray area. You can create a Kiddush Hashem, but by not doing it, not doing Kiddush Hashem, then it's an elective. There's another example to this. One of the riots against the Rambam is the Gemara in Eruvin tells us that Rabbi Akiva, they brought him water. He was in jail. Run just a little bit of water because the shomer threw out a little bit of the water, and he said he decided to wash his hands with Tehillas Yadayim and not to drink it. So he said, you see over here, he agreed to sacrifice himself for in order not to have the problem of Chilul Hashem. So there they say the same idea. The idea is that if Rabbi Akiva would drink the water, he wouldn't do Chilul Hashem. Because nobody would know about it. But now that he did it as a daim, and he sacrificed himself, that created a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So that's the ones that answered the Rambam, and that was the topic number one that we see over here. It wasn't one of Shalosh Aveiros Chamuros, but they still decided to kill themselves. The second topic that Chayim discussed over here is that you learn from the Tzvardeim, they jumped into the oven, so of course they have to jump. Asks the Shakasari, what do you want from the frogs? The frogs, they were ordered to jump. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'alu, V'ashar Techaz, Gemara brings the Pasuk. It says, V'alu, V'isechu, V'tamarechu, V'shar Techa. They're going to go in the ovens. So they were ordered to do it. So, Chayim Shav Azar, we're not ordered to jump, so what's the riot from the frogs? So the Shakasari wants to say an answer that he didn't tell every frog to jump into the oven. Every frog could say, it's not me. Tell somebody else to do it. The Ma'aril Diskin famously disagrees. He says, so anytime you have a tzivui that someone needs to do something, so everybody could say, it's not me, it's somebody else. It doesn't work that way. So the Ma'aril Diskin wants to say, the pshat is, that there wasn't an order for the tzvardeim. It was just a story. Kroll tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should know that the tzvardeim are going to go. They're going to go to the oven too. I'm not ordering to do that. They can do that if they want to. Okay, so that's one thing. It was there an order for the Tzadim to go or not? But the last thing I want to focus on this question is, this is a question of Chasam Sofer, a question of Birnu Yodo. They say, what pshat? The Tzadim, they don't have free will. They're not Bechir Chofshis. Hashem puts in their mind they have to jump into the fire. They jump into the fire. But what's the right? Chanan Mishael Azar, they have free will. That's the question. So Birnu Yodo wants to say that they learn from the Tzvardeim that they will have a miracle. The same way the Tzvardeim were saved, because rather were saved, so also they will be saved. First of all, it's very hard to say that, because so what's the big chiddush that they did? They knew they would be saved. But further, it's a Medrash Beferish that they went to ask the Navi, will they be saved? And he said, no, you're not going to be saved. So clearly, they wouldn't mind, they're going to die. That's what comes out. So what really the question is, what do you want from the Tzvardeim? They don't have free will, you have free will. But the Maase, it seems that the Maharshal over here answers this question. And the see the answer he's saying is as follows. When you say that animals don't have free will, what does it mean? It means a Kadosh Baruch Hu put in their nature a certain teva, a certain tendency. That's what they're doing. They're programmed to act in a certain way. They don't have free will to get out of that programming. They can't choose, today, I'm not going to eat. I'm going to diet. You can't do that. An animal has a framework, his mindset, so to speak, is programmed, and he can't change it. That's the big maras, the Rambam puts out. What does a human being have? A human being has free will. The human being has the power to overcome every tendency that he has. Even though he can't have many tendencies, he can overcome everything. If he wants to, he has the b'chira chavshi to do whatever he wants. So you may have shots like this. The frogs, they are programmed not to jump into fire. The way the Maharshal says it, where do the frogs live? They live in the water, which is the opposite of the fire. So the frogs are programmed, their tendency, their natural habitat is not to be in the fire. And they still jump into the fire. Now you're saying, oh, no, well, don't do that, they don't have free will. They don't have free will means that they go based on their natural tendency. They didn't do that. So Mimele Kavachem is very Gishmak. Says Chanan Mishal Vazayel, if the frogs that don't have free will, they have no way to overcome the tendency, they still kill themselves like Kiddush Hashem, we that we have free will and we are able to overcome our tendencies, Kol Shekhen, that we should jump over, go into the fire and kill ourselves. And with this will end, is this may be the Pshat also in Rashi. Because Rashi says, what was the question of the Gemara? Why did Chaim Mishar Azad jump into Kiddush Hashem? Says Rashi, my ro shlo doshu v'chai b'em lo shi'on esmeim. The Shadashi, you have to live, not to die. So today he's asking Rashi, what do you mean? But you have a tzivu to die, l'kiddush Hashem, if we serve the Zohar. And today he says, take out his answer. But Rashi himself, Chur doesn't learn that. So what does Rashi want for v'chai b'em, if we serve the Zohar? But according to this, Pshat and Rashi is, Rashi doesn't mean v'chai b'em, that this will be their... That's the pasuk in the Torah. It comes to say that's the tendency of a human being. The Torah is defining what a human being is programmed for. He's programmed to be the chai ben, to live ben. It's not even a tzivui, right? It says that the Torah, Gishmol gives the Torah the chai ben. It's not even a. It just tells you what a human being's natural tendency is to live. So says the Rashi, it says, and that's how you're supposed to live. So that's how you're supposed to live. So that's a normal tendency. So you mail it, it's much harder for them to jump the Kripsha Eish. Says, if Tzvardei, they don't have free will, are able to overcome their tendency. Koshkan us, are able to overcome a tendency. And to learn from here, the concept of mysterious Nefesh. And if you add over here, the idea of the Tysis, that even though they don't have order to do that, they can elect to do that because they want to do Kiddush Hashem. Say the grammar. Everybody say kol tov. Yeah. 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 Yeah.